Girls basketball getting started off here first and foremost. They're 1-1 on the year. You know, a tough setback, but a good game they played last night against Great Bend. But they will be at the Liberal on Friday, host Wichita Trinity on Saturday. A couple of pretty good challenges for them up ahead. But we're going to be talking to a couple of the first-year starters on the Lady Beaver squad here. We're going to start with junior Allie Patton here. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. You're two games into the season. How do you think you've played so far?
I think we've done pretty well. I mean, it's a lot different than last year, so we've been doing pretty well.
You've had a lot bigger role here and starting here with varsity here these first couple games. Last Friday night at Ulysses, what was that first start like for you?
I was really nervous, but I did fine, I think.
Yeah, you did. You pulled down quite a few rebounds, had a couple good shots there. And what are some things that you've really worked on here through practice here leading in here to this year?
I really worked on defense. I think I've got a lot better at defense and shooting.
What are some of the things maybe that you've seen, if you look back at your defense, what you've worked on there to improve on your defense?
Closing out more. I used to not close out.
That's a big thing. That's helped you get a lot of rebounds as well here. As you take a look, you know, Friday night and Saturday afternoon, you get to play a couple of good teams, one 6A team and another 3A team. Is that something that you kind of look forward to with some teams that are going to be pretty solid like that?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to see how well we'll do against them because we haven't really had that big of a challenge. But
yeah, it's going to be, I think, a good challenge there. And, you know, playing to – do you like playing like, you know, the 5A and 6A schools, kind of playing that underdog role?
Yeah.
All right. What's something you'd like to work on as you move forward here through the season?
Shooting a lot more.
Well, you know, I think one of these days your threes are going to go down. They've got to, don't they?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you've done a good job here so far. Thanks again for joining me here, Allie, and good luck to you coming up here throughout the season.
Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, that's junior Allie Patton, and now next it's going to be sophomore Brooke Strine. She made a big splash in her starting debut there on Friday night there and had a pretty good night as well as last night here. Well, Brooke, how would you summarize your first couple of games?
It's been pretty fun. I've had a lot of fun playing with the teammates that I have and really getting in there and getting tough with the ball.
Yeah, I know you didn't have a lot of minutes last year on the varsity side. You played a lot of JV, but stepping into the bigger role and seeing how you did on Friday night, were you maybe a little bit surprised to how, I know you had to be pretty happy with your performance, but were you maybe surprised that you had the points and the rebounds that you did?
Yeah, I didn't think I had that many rebounds, but when I went home, my dad was like, hey, look at that, you actually did something. And I was like, thanks, Dad.
Well, that's right. That's the vote of confidence, right?
Yeah.
But no, you had a pretty big performance there to start the season off, and I noticed this year as well, you've added a little bit more to your arsenal. Now you have assists here. You've been dishing it back out. Did you ever think that you'd have the assists that you've had through the first couple of games?
No, I figured I would be using more post moves that coach has taught me, but I really haven't been putting those to use. Hopefully someday I will.
Well, you'll get that down the road, right?
Yeah, hopefully.
But what's it been like being one of those that's a consistent player with a lot of minutes so far through a couple games on varsity?
I'm definitely surprised about how well I've been doing, but I couldn't have done it without my team, without them backing me up.
Yeah, does it? You go through there, it just seems like it's quite a moment, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really fun playing with people who love the same thing that you do.
Yeah, last night I know it was a little tough one, but what are some things maybe you took away from that game?
That the refs won't call absolutely everything, and you got to get tough under the basket.
All right. Is that something maybe you worked on here at practice today?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, all right. You're going to be a little sore for that? Need the old ice bath after that?
Maybe.
Maybe. All right. Well, it's going to be a fun couple of days, Friday and Saturday. There's some good competition coming up here. And thanks again for joining me here, Brooke, here, and good luck to you coming up.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, junior Brooke Strine joining us here. And now we're going to be visiting here with Coach Amy Felker. And, Coach, good start for your team. I know it didn't turn out the way you wanted to last night, but I think you have to be proud of your team's effort here through your first couple of games.
Oh, I'm absolutely really proud of the girls. You know, their defense never lets down. They rebound really hard. You know, they're doing a lot of things that I'm asking to do. You know, we just got to keep improving every day and work together.
Yeah, and, you know, Friday night, I think that was a – you couldn't have asked for a better start for your team there against Ulysses. There are a lot of unknowns, you know, a lot of new faces on the varsity, and including yourself making a debut there. And I think that was just a great start to the season here.
It was a great start. You know, it gave them all the confidence that they needed. You know, they learned a lot that day, too, because, you know, it started off a little rocky and a little slow. And then we just talked about it and kept talking about it. And before we knew it, they were making the right coverage on defense and finding the offense and defensive boards, you know. And so they're such a coachable group. They just come around and they get the job done when you ask them to do something.
And then, you know, last night started out to down 5-0 or 6-0 coming in, or start the game there in the first couple of minutes there. All of a sudden you make the big run there, and it was good ball movement. I think he had to be pretty happy with that. And I even thought it was a lot better than the first game, especially in that first half.
You know, that first half against Great Bend, they were moving the ball and they found the open spot. And we were just having confidence, and we just believed that it was going in, and we were relaxed and playing our game. And so, you know, when that all happens and everything clicks right, you know, these guys got a lot of potential and a lot of things that they can do.
And I know second half you built the lead there, but when Great Bend put on the full court pressure, did you feel like that maybe kind of started wearing your team down maybe a little bit mentally and physically?
You know, it did. You know, the first half they put the full court pressure on us, and we broke it and they got out of it because we were getting layups, you know. In the second half, our legs were getting a little bit tired. We were not making the great pass. We weren't finding the open person, that kind of stuff. We were trying to dribble through it. But, you know, the girls learned from that. We talked about it today. We worked on our press breaker, you know. And so I'm ready to be pressed again. They're ready for it, and they know what to do.
Well, a nice thing you have today and then tomorrow to get ready for a couple of really tough games. Liberal and Wichita Trinity, they play tomorrow night. They play in Wichita, I believe. So hopefully maybe get a little bit of a somewhat fatigued Liberal team Friday night. But Liberal looked like they had a really big game last night against Holcomb. And from what sounded like, they hit, I think, 15 threes against Holcomb last night. So here you are again with a three-point shooting team.
You know, we're going to have to play tough on the boards, you know, and play tough and close out and get the shots covered and that kind of stuff. And, you know, just believe that our teammates are behind us. We're going to have to really pressure the guards. So know if we do get beat on a dribble drive that we have somebody behind us ready to get a stop.
I know early you want to get wins, of course. You want to win the ball game. But early on when you're facing teams like Great Men, like Liberal, like Wichita or Trinity, is it more maybe about what you see with your team getting better here in the early on than more so than wins and losses?
Well, you know, we got to really focus on, you know, everybody wants to win. But the other thing is we've got a lot of improvement to do, and we know there's still things that we're not perfect at that we need to keep striving to get to where we need to go. And these girls are taking it in stride, and we just got to make sure, you know, whatever the outcome is, we're going to be out there to compete and play hard and go for that win. But know that we're going to take the positives out of it, and we're going to find the good things and build on those so then we're ready for a conference and we're ready to go at it.
Yeah, this is I know it's a tough stretch, but I think it's also a fun stretch and a challenging stretch as well for you guys. And through the first two games, what have you seen maybe the team that you've been probably the happiest with?
You know, I love how they play together. I mean, you know, I put about six on the court for the most part, and they all pass to each other. They hit each other's high fives. You know, they are so supportive of each other. The juniors are really putting their arm around the underclassmen and saying, hey, we can do this. You know, let's jump on board. And, you know, I couldn't be more proud of their teamwork and their attitudes and how coachable they are. You know, it's just a fun, fun group. The basketball is going to come.
Oh, yeah, absolutely here, and I think it's been a good start here. It's 1-1, and it's been fun watching your team so far. Coach Amy Felker joining us here. Thanks, as always, Coach, here. We'll talk to you on Friday and Saturday here. It should be a fun couple of days.
Thanks, Adam. We'll see you later.